Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. And here to help us with that today, John Swamp Fox Warner, who is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp this week.
Well, you know, the last 4 weeks, you and I have been talking about the need for a comprehensive economic strategy in the state. We need to engage the corporations. We need to engage the faculty members. We need to engage economic development. We need the legislators to support it. And just like clockwork, this past week provides us a real case study in this.
Is it a positive thing?
Well, it is a positive thing, but we sure do need to be paying attention. Proterra is a leader in the country in zero-emission battery electric buses, and they've raised $152 million to date. And they announced last week that they've raised $55 million of that. $30 million is equity, and it's coming from West Coast investors, and $25 million is debt financing. The CEO of Proterra is Ryan Popple, and he was formerly a partner with Kleiner Perkins, which is like the bluest of the blue chip venture funds. So he's from the West Coast, and he's come to Greenville. I asked him one time, when were they going to pull Proterra back to the West Coast? And he looked at me, and he said, why would we do that? And I said, well, that's what West Coast investors always do. And he explained how it made sense for Proterra to be here, that we had a manufacturing ecosystem, suppliers. That was good. Proterra is here to begin with because of ICAR. But here's the warning that I think we need to be careful of in this announcement. On the one hand, it's great that, you know, $55 million more is going into a South Carolina company. But when you read what they're going to do with it, it says we're going to expand into West Coast markets through a new California manufacturing center. Uh-oh.
Well, investors like to see money put into where they are as well, just as you mentioned.
Yeah. So now we've got a situation where the CEOs from the West Coast, the investors from the West Coast, are building a West Coast manufacturing center. We need to be paying attention to Proterra in South Carolina. Make sure that the university's paying attention to them and that they've got a pipeline of talent that's graduating from our universities and going to work there. We need to make sure from an economic development perspective that we're doing what's necessary to build the ecosystem around them. We really do need to be making sure that they're setting their roots deep here, that, you know, when they start making decisions about being on the East Coast, being on the West Coast, you know, that there's some really solid reasons for them to be here. And I'm sure if we were to call Ryan Popple, he'd tell us that they're here, they're going to stay. As the cost of batteries comes down, Proterra's product becomes more and more competitive with, you know, traditional diesel kind of buses. So you should see them be able to penetrate the market more to have this kind of company here in South Carolina that's really tapped into this trend. Declining cost of batteries is a great thing. But we need to be smart and keep our eyes open and make sure that the CEO, Ryan Popple, has all the good reasons he needs to stay here and grow here.
Well, the good news in all this is, of course, that they're getting more money from investors who obviously believe in the company and the business model. And I know their first ever municipal electric bus in North America is running in Seneca, South Carolina.
Well, that's right, and that raises a couple of other things. I mean, we need to make sure that the state is doing what's necessary to promote zero-emission electric buses in the state. I mean, we want a market here to really anchor them here. And the other thing that brings up is we have venture capitalists that are now coming to South Carolina for board meetings and that kind of thing. So we need to figure out who they are and begin to introduce them to other companies here. And that will help Proterra. As Silicon Valley has other investments, then it makes more sense to make the next investment here. Because when they travel here to look at one portfolio company, you know, they can do three or four at the same time, and then they can start prospecting for more. They just build relationships in the general community. Venture capital business is just a highly relationship-oriented industry.
Well, John, here we are in the middle of summer. How's our event calendar looking?
Summer's a time for summer school, and the College of Charleston has a very interesting program, the Summer Leadership Institute, and it's probably a pretty good time for all of us to be thinking about tooling our leadership skills, isn't it?
Hey, good a time as any, I say. John, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on Podcasts, where you can hear this show again and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.